Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
In the book of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, in verse 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." In the world that we live in today, in our daily lives, it's easy to lose sight of who we truly are and the purpose for which we were created. We should be willing as Christians to take a look into the very core of our being and challenge ourselves today and to examine our beliefs. Do you know what you believe? And better yet, do you know why you believe it? Well, I believe what I believe because Granny always taught me that. What if Granny, as good as her intentions was, what if she was wrong? Well, I believe it because I was raised that way. Well, I love my heritage. I really do. But not everything that's in my heritage fits in my belief system today. I'm not throwing shade on who raised me or who taught me. I'm very appreciative and I honor them. But sometimes we hold on to things and we believe it and we allow it to become part of who we really are, and it's not even biblical. So challenge yourself to understand what you believe. Examine your own actions. How do I act as a representative of Jesus Christ? Listen, my apologies, or please forgive me, is some of the most helpful tools in your vocabulary if you really want to act like Jesus. Not that Jesus had to be apologetic, but sometimes, say this with me, I am a spirit, I live in a body, and I possess a soul. Your spirit, I believe, when saved, is made perfect, but your body and your soul, which is your mind, your will, your intellect, it is still very much affected by this world. And so therefore, we make mistakes and we say something that we react too quick. And the Bible says, be slow to speak. And some of us can't wait to get somewhere, and we're just driving down the road, we're going faster and faster as we go because we're about to tell them off. I heard a message years and years ago, don't nurse it, don't rehearse it, disperse it, and God will reverse it. Examine your relationships. So examine your belief, your actions, and your relationship in light of your faith. Because as Christians, we should want to align our lives with the truth of God's word. Somebody say amen to that. And as we align our lives with the truth of God's word, we begin to discover the abundant life that he has planned for us. So today, I want to ask this very important question. Who do you think you are? Just who do you think you are? Look at your neighbor right now, and you don't know how this is going, what this message is doing, So you can say it with whatever attitude you want to. Just who do you think you are? Husbands, this is your chance. You can do it right now because Pastor Jackie told you to. It's the last time you'll probably ever get to look at your wife and say that. My purpose for this question is meant to challenge us to recognize our identity, our purpose, and our worth in God's eyes. Because listen, he created you to do exactly what he had in mind for you. And all the things that we get into are things that not only do we sometimes get our thinking off, but sometimes we're raised by people with good intentions. And then we find that we are drawn away by different thoughts. Like, for instance, I don't like that old praise and worship music. That's okay. You don't have to. I personally, my favorite kind of music is country music. But twang, twang, twang don't work too good sometimes in the kind of services we do. I was at the Grand Ole Opry just this week. I love country music. I love bluegrass music. I love almost every kind of music, the ones that I can relate to a little bit. But my point is this: the reason we sing the songs that we sang this morning is because we cannot deny the fact that we get to open our mouth without thought and say the words straight to Him. That's why I like praise and worship music. It's not that any other's bad. Here's the thing: we sometimes are drawn away to different places of worship just because of something like that. When really, if we would say, God, where do you want me today? Where do you want Jack Midkiff to be in your divine plan? He might put you in a place that you're uncomfortable at first, and then let you acclimate your soul, which is your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions, and your body, and allow you to get acclimated in a way to be used by Him like you've never been used before. Amen? So, somebody say one more time, who do you think you are? See, I believe, reading the word, I know who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14 said, I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody say that with me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. See, every one of us are created by God in a unique and special way. You're not a product of chance. I don't care what was going on with your biological beginning. Catch up with me. Because some people say, oh, they were a mistake. Nobody is a mistake. I don't believe anybody's here by chance. Maybe it didn't happen exactly the way that you wanted or somebody else thought it should. But no one, if you are here today, you are not here by chance. You are a deliberate creation of the Almighty God. Embrace your uniqueness, but remember that you are precious in God's sight. Somebody look at somebody and say, who do you think you are? I'll tell you who you are. You're a chosen and loved vessel by God in heaven. God loves you and He chose you. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a special people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies, the wonderful deeds, and the virtues and perfections of Him. See, if you live your life the way He desires you to live, you may not be perfect and you make mistakes, but you're still going to point people to the excellency of who He is. See, the love of God will conquer a multitude of sin. Forgiveness will get you indoors that harshness won't. I promise you, if you will walk in the attributes of who God is, you say, what's God's attributes? I believe God's attributes are in the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, goodness, temperance, and faith. If you want to know the personality traits of the God you serve, and you want those personality traits to be yours, then study the fruit of the Spirit and ask God to allow you to walk in that. And that, my friend, no matter how many mistakes you made, will give God the glory, because you're walking in His excellencies. You're not alone. A lot of people feel lonely today. Right in the middle of a crowd, they feel lonely. I hear so many people talking about anxiety and depression. You are deeply loved by the Creator of this universe. I want you to let that truth sink in, into your heart, into your life, and live in the confidence of God's unconditional love. Listen, I believe in living as pure a life as you can. I was raised in a denomination that, man, it was wrong. At 10 years old, y'all have heard me tell this, but at 10 years old, I was playing piano, sitting on the piano bench. And I remember one night, I remember this, it was a Sunday night. We always took members in on a Sunday night. And on Sunday night, I was sitting there on that old blonde Everett piano, and my pastor, man, I love him so much to this day. But he was doing what he did because that's what he was taught to do, and that's okay. I'm not finding fault with that. However, as he was going through those, we don't believe in this and we don't believe in that. We don't believe in going swimming with the opposite sex other than the immediate family. We don't believe that women should wear jewelry other than the wedding band. We don't believe in this. And just all kinds of stuff that well-meaning men and women put together years before I was ever born, I'm sure. But I remember sitting there as a 10-year-old boy, I thought, what do we believe in? Because I was being told what not to do and what you can't do. And listen, I believe that sanctification is a real thing. I believe that you should desire to live close to God. I believe that we should live our lives as a living sacrifice. But I also don't believe that you were meant to live under condemnation. Jesus Christ came not into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. So today I want to tell you that no matter what you've done, no matter what kind of lifestyle you find yourself in, I promise you, God loves you and you're not alone. Don't give up. Don't give up. When we live under the truth of God's unconditional love. Because I mean, can I be honest with you? Sure you can, Pastor. Okay, thank you. Some people I have a rough time loving. I do. And the room got quiet like y'all don't. That's okay, I'll take the heat. But what I don't want is I do not want my life to become bitter and hard because of what someone else has done to me. Because forgiveness is not for their release, but it's for mine. It's for me to be able, and when I say love them, I don't mean that, come here and give me sugar love. No, I mean God's kind of love, the kind that he was talking about in 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 7 or 8. If you want to know what the true definition of love is compassion, love is forgiveness. It don't remember the wrong. Do you see who just walked in? You know what I heard about her? That's not God's love. Amen? All right. Somebody look at somebody and tell them, who do you think you are? I tell you who I think you are. You are called to a purpose. Jeremiah 29:11, we read this a lot, but I love this scripture. For I know the plans and thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace. What? He wants me to have peace? Yep. And well-being. And not for disaster. You mean to tell me God's not trying? He's not sitting up there in his spiritual deer stand with his spiritual 30-06 waiting on me to mess up. Going, no, he's not. His plan for you is not for disaster, but to give you a future and hope. God has a purpose for your life. He has plans for you to prosper. 3 John 2, it's what it is. 3 John 2, I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. He has a plan for you to prosper. But you know what the key to 3 John 2 is? I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul. So as a man think in his heart, so is he. Amen? He has plans to give you hope. He has plans to lead you to a bright future. Now, do you know what he wants most of all for you? I believe with my whole heart that he wants you to discover and live out the purpose that he has planned for you. But finding that purpose requires this. Three things. Seeking God's guidance. Trusting God's timing. Well, wait, let me go back to seeking God's guidance. When's the last time you went on a date, single friends, and you said, God, is this your will? Or did you go, oh God, look at him. Woo! Look at her. Seek God's guidance. Trusting his timing. And thirdly, be obedient to his will. Ask somebody, who do you think you are? I'll tell you who I think you are. You are a child of God and a co-heir with Christ. Romans 8:17. And if we are his children, then we are his heirs also. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing his spiritual blessing and inheritance. Ooh, that's a mouthful right there, y'all. If indeed we share in his suffering, so that we may also share in his glory. As a believer of Jesus Christ, you are not just a servant, but a child of the Most High God, with all of the rights and privileges that come with being a part of his family. We are co-heirs with Christ, which means we should be willing to suffer with him, to walk in the same sufferings that he would walk in. You say, well, I'm not Jesus. I can't do all that. You can do more than what your earthly mind would think you can do. But here's the thing. What he is expecting, I believe, when we say suffering today, I know that there's Christians in other parts of this world that actually do suffer. But in America today, the biggest suffering you have to get to church on Sunday morning is waking up. We live in a free country. Oh, there might be some things wrong with it, but it's still free today. And we can still stand here with freedom and say, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. But when we say we're co-heirs with Christ, it means that we're willing to share in his suffering. But it also means that we get to share in his glory. This particular truth is given to us to empower us to live a life that reflects his identity in our identity. And as a child of the Most High God, we can walk in that freedom because we know in fact who we are. Somebody ask somebody one more time, who do you think you are? As I've been doing for a while now, I want to finish today's message with a poem that I wrote. And the name of this poem is called, Who Do You Think You Are? In the quiet of the night, a question hangs in the air, echoing through the shadows with a whisper of despair. Just who do you think you are? It asks with a haunting tone, trying so hard to challenge your faith and make you feel alone. Do you think you're just a sinner, lost in your own shame, or a child of God, loved and called by name? Do you see yourself as broken beyond all repair, or are you a vessel of grace filled with love to share? When the world tries to define you with the standards and its lies, remember who you belong to and lift up your eyes. For you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of the one that will never ever fade. You are a conqueror through Christ who gives you strength, a warrior of light in a world of shadows so dense. You are chosen and set apart for a purpose that is divine, to reflect the love of God in every word and every sign. So when doubt creeps in and your faith starts to sway, remember these words and let them guide your way. You are a child of the Most High, and you're destined for eternity. So when asked, who do you think you are? Just smile and say, everything I need to be. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You can overcome the obstacles that Satan has tried to defeat you with. Listen, there's things in my past that I'm not proud of, as I'm sure there may be in yours, but I promise you today, I'm thankful for the grace and the mercy, and I'm thankful for the power of God that will free me so that I can live and I can be the father and the husband. I can be the pastor. I can be whatever it is that you're called to be. You can do that today. Not because somebody else says you can't, but because you know who you are in Christ and you think you can. That little poem that was wrote about the choo-choo train, man, that's a pretty stout thing if you apply it spiritually. I don't care how steep the mountain is. I think I can. I think I can. I don't care how heavy the load is. I think I can. I think I can. I want to tell you today that I don't know what God has planned for you, but I know you can find that out. I believe that I know what he's planned for me because I've sought him. It didn't come immediately. And there's still days that I go, God, am I on track? Am I doing what you told me to do? Am I where I need to be? There's plenty of time for that, and that's okay. Just because you ask him a question doesn't mean that you're not trusting in him. But when he reassures you in your spirit and in your heart, and most importantly, through the word of God, as to who you are, you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. It's what Revelation says. In the book of 1 Peter 2:24 says, by your stripes we were healed, meaning that the healing that you're asking God for, it's actually already paid for and it's yours. Receive it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. And one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible is Philippians 4:19. Meaning that God is my source. He said that he will supply everything that you need today. So the question is, who do you think you are? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
That was such a good word, and we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.